The Gemara continues in Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, three lines from the top. Fek the Gemara v'tepuk lei denase shoyme lepri. This is going back on the previous Gemara. The Gemara is said on Amud Aleph by the two dots, 20 lines from the bottom. Omer Avidom Rav Tzlaf shel Orla b'chutz lovetz. When you have tzlaf, which is a caper bush which has the tzlaf shel Orla, which is even though Arla is osed for 3 years, but it's in Chutz Loretz, since it's Drabonon, so we're more makel, so Zorika Zev Yoynes, you're not allowed to eat the capers themselves, because that's the fruit, the pre is also, Arla is also in Chutz Loretz. However, Oichles Kafris, you're allowed to eat the shells. The shells is permissible to eat. And the Gemara wanted to explain that the reason why the Ev Yoynes are the pre, and the Kafrisin are not considered Peira, even though we find, when it comes to other halachas, you make a barrier pre or eights even on the kafrisin, even on the shells. So the Gemara wants to say that Rabbi Yudam Rav holds like Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva holds that when it comes to Meiser, you do not take off Meiser only on the fruits itself, the Avyonis. Masha Enkein, on the kafrisin, on the shells, you do not take off Meiser. So that's why, when it comes to Orla, likewise, you do not have to worry about Orla and Chutz Loretz. On the Kafrisin we're more makel. On that, the Gemara continues now. So even though we explained that according to Rabbi Akiva, it's permissible to what? To, when it comes to Meiser, it's not considered Peira. And likewise, when it comes to Orla, we say that the Kafrisin are not Osir either, because Kol HaLocha, Kol HaMekel Be'oretz, HaLocha Meiser B'chutz Loretz, and that's where you're allowed to eat the Kafrisin, which is the shells of the capers. So, fek de Gemara, it should be osur when it comes to Arla to eat those shells. V'tepekle, the nasa shoyme lepri. Fek de Gemara, even if you hold that when it comes to Meiser, it's not considered a pri, but when it comes to Arla, it is a different din. There's a din that a shoyme lepri has a din of a pri. And after all, the shells protect the pri, so it has a shame pri. V'rachmano Omar, when it comes to Arla, Torah says, v'araltem olosoy es piryoy. There's an extra word, es. Es hatofel apiryoy. Es is marbe, even that which is secondary to the fruit. Umayniu, what's secondary to the pri? Shoymele pri. The shell. So we see clearly when it comes to Arla, even if it comes to mice, you hold like a makiva, that the kafrisin, that the shells are not considered peiras. But when it comes to Arla, there's a din that shoymele pri is considered like the pri itself. So Ibizoy, how could you eat the kafrisin? True, you threw away the avyonis. How could you eat the kafrisin? Tape when it comes to Orla, it's a shaymele pri, and it's considered a shame pri because of the shaymele pri. Avdem enter the Gemara, Omar Rove, hey chamrina nas a shaymele pri. When do we say that a shell is considered the pri and it becomes a shaymele pri? Hecha de isa beim etolish beim mechuber. When the shell is there, sai when the fruit is connected, sai when it's disconnected. Hocha beim mechuber isa betolish leisa. Once the fruit gets disconnected, so then eventually, slowly, the shell is going to fall off too. So Rashi, soifa shenoifel emenu mishkeshemagi al izbashel. So mele it's betolush leisa. So that's why it's not considered a shoyim lepri. Frag the Gemara, esvei. Abaya is the following question. Pitma shel rimoin, the pitum of the rimoin. Rashi calls that the flower. You know, on the top of a pomegranate, there's a flower-looking type of bud. The perach tzibroishoy ke'en sheish letapuchim ulesfaglin. So this flower on the top of the pomegranate, mitzarefes, it's mitzaref to the shear of tumas oichlin. Tumas oichlin is a shear of a kebeya. So if, let's say, the fruit itself is less than a beya, but mitzaref, this pitma, it's a beya. So even though the pitma is not really edible, but it's mitzaref to tumas oichlin. V'hanet shaloi, the nates, Zogt Rashi, is like the nates by the rimon is like the kakafris be'avyonis. So it's like the shell of the capers. Just like the kafrisin is the shell of the avyonis, so the nates is compared to the husk, this nates, this shell, is the nates of the rimon. Ein mitzaref. The nates is not mitzaref. It's not mitzaref to the shear of Tumas Oichlin of a shear kebeya. And Rashi explains why the nates over here is not mitzaref, because the nates is a shoymer al gabe shoymer. The aim it's tarif. It's a shoyim al gabishoyim. It's like a secondary, an additional layer of a shell. So Dr. Gemara, the Kamar Hanet Shalay in mitzarif, from the fact that the Gemara says, the Braisa says, that a Nates is not mitzarif to the Shia Tumas Oichlin, Alma de lava oichalu. So we see that the shell is not considered oichal. V'tanya gabi orla. And yet we find by orla it says, klipe rima in the shells of a pomegranate. V'hanet shaloi. And the nates. This nates that we just said a second ago is not mitzvah to do masoichlin. Or, klipe egoizim, the shells of egoizim, v'hagarinim, and the pits, chayovim ba'orla. So we see clearly it's a fruit. It's chay ba'orla. So we see the nates is chayv, it's considered the fruit. And that's why it's chayv in orla. So how do we say that it's not mitzvah to tumas oichlin? Meaning, if you're telling me it's correct that because it's the tolush leison, it falls off, it's not considered a shomer lepri, so why over here would it be chayv ba'orla? Zog Rashi, the Rachmona Ravino me espir yoy tofel lepir yoy, von eitz leison shomer betolush, kishem is yabesh noifel malaklifa. So if it doesn't remain, so why would it be chayv in orla? So the Gemara says a new teretz. The reason why it's not a shomer lepri is not because it's not there betolush, because we see it's chay ba'orla. So that can't be the reason. Elo magova heicham ida nasa shomer lepri. When is it considered a shomer lepri? When is the shell considered a shomer? Heicha de isa b'shaz gmar pri. It has to be at the time of the ripening, not when it's tolush dafka. It has to be at the time of the ripening of the fruit. It still has to be there. Hay kafras leisa b'shaz gmar pri. The kafras is not there. When it comes samach lebishuloi, it really falls off. So since it's not there at the time of the ripening of the fruit, so it's not considered a shomer lepri. And that's the reason why he was able to eat the kafrisin of the avionis, the shells of the capers, because it's not going to remain, it falls off before the gmar pri. Frag the gemara eini, v'omer av nachman om rabba bravua, hani mitchele de orlo. Zog Rashi mitchele, betamre ke kafras betzlaf. The mitchele de orla are like the tamarim's shells, like the kakafras of a tzlaf, like the shells, like the shell of a caper. So too the mitchele are to tamarim, the shells of tamarim. So hani mitchele de orla, these mitchele, these shells of tamarim that are orla, asira are forbidden in orla, hoil v'nasa shoyim lepri. It's a shoyim lepri. V'shoyim lepri emes have, when does it become a shoyim lepri? Bekufra. Now, Bekufra, Zog Rashi, Kshat Morim Ktanim Kodim Bishulam. This is Kodim Shinis Bashlu. So we see it's considered a Shoyme Lepri, even though it's there only before it's Bashel, and even though it might fall off, Kshi is Bashlu. Like Rashi said, that it's Lase Begamar Pri. But yet, it's considered a din of Arla, and it's considered a din of Shoyme Lepri. So we see clearly, even something that falls off before the Gemar Bishuloi is still considered a shame. Arla, it's considered a shame of lepri. So how did he eat the shells of Devyonis? Zog Gemara v'kakor le shame lepri. And for the Gemara, don't ask me from Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman that says over here that mitchle the Arla are considered Arla and it considered shame lepri, even though it's there b'kufra before the Bishul, he holds of the sheet of Rav Yossi that's a much earlier stage of when it's considered a Gemar Pri. Zog the Gemara, Rav Nachman Sovlek Rabbi Yosi, the Tanan Rabbi Yosi Omer, Smodar Osur. He holds that when it comes to grapes, it's considered an anav, a grape, as soon as the blossom falls off and you have a little bead, a little small dot, a gargar of a grape. That's already considered Smodar. That's already considered a pri. Then it's ready also in Arla. So the fact that it falls off before what we call Gemar Bishuloi, but according to Rabbi Yossi, it's already considered a shame pri before that. So it has the shomer. It has the shell. So that's why Avada it's considered a shomer lepri. And it's chayim in Arla. But that's not a raya to the fact that Rav Nachman says so is not a raya to what we say, legabe de kafrisin. Legabe de kafrisin le'olam, the shells are not considered a shomer lepri. Where do we find this din? Reb Yossi and Rabbanan argue, legabe this din, the Tanan. Reb Yossi, oimah, smoda osur. Smoda, this little grape, when it's a gager, is already considered a pri, and it's ready osur. And on that, Rabbanan, and why, mimneshu pri? U pligi, Rabbanan alei. Rabbanan say, no, it has to be a shame pri, b'shas to be shuloi. And at that moment, it has to be considered a shoima. And at that moment, it's not there, it falls off. So we have a machlokes, Rabbanan, Reb Yossi, legabe smodar. Or Rabbanan argue. So likewise, Rabbanan would argue when it comes to the tzlaf, and it's not considered, the caper's shells are considered, they're not considered a shoyma, because they fall off before the gemar pri, before the bishuloi. And don't ask me from smodar, Rabbanan argue. You're telling me that the machlokes of Yosef and Rabbanim is by other payers too, and that would explain the sugi of tzlaf. Ubeshar ilna mipligi. Since when did they argue by other ilonos? Ubeshar ilna mipligi Rabbanim alei. Votnan, we see clearly Rabbanim do not argue by other ilonos. Me'emasai in koitzenes ilonos b'shvias. There's a halacha. Then when it comes to shvias, just like there's a din that lo ochlo. V'loy l'schoyro, there's a din of lo'ochlo, v'loy l'hefsid. You're not allowed to stand be mafsid, trees of shvius. So when is it considered a shame when Elon, they're not allowed to be mafsid it? Me'em is saying, koitzen is Elon is b'shvius. Be'shamer oimrim, kol ilonois, all trees are mishyotziu. As soon as they bring forth fruits. U'be'silil oimrim, hacharuvin, the baksa tree, the carob tree, mishyishreshu. Meaning, from when you see the shalshroi shel charuvin, zog Rashi. V'agafanim is misheyigru'u, zog Rashi, shanovim gasim kugurua, ulkama mefarishlo, meaning the size of the gafanim are misheyigru. And that's considered a tree that in Alabi mafsidin on shvi is by stamp cutting it down. V'hazesim, when it comes to olive trees, misheyanitsu, when the net grows around it, the shell, the skin, so to speak. V'shakol ilonois, and all other trees, Mishayotziu, like Mishayotziu, we said, like Rashi said, means when the pre comes out. V'omer Rav Asi, and Rav Asi said, Hu boiso, hu garua, hu pula lovon. They're all the same shear. It's all considered, boiser is the same as garua. Garua is by gfanim, boiser is by novim, pula lovon, they're all the same shear. Fact, the pula lovon, a little bead that looks like a pula lovon. Zogdemar, no. The shear is a pula lovon. Because we're talking about grapes. We're talking about an oven. We're not talking about pulim. So it's the shear of a pula lovon. Zogdemar, so man shamalei the omad boiser in. Smod aloi, who is the man domer that says that by an oven, it's only considered a grape when it's boiser. Boiser is larger than smodar. Zogdemar, rabonon. That's rabonon that argon er b'yosi. And they say clearly by other trees, mishiyotziu, as soon as the pre comes out, it's considered a pre. So man, shamalei the omer boiser in smod aloi, it's rabbonon, that argon Rabbi Yosi. V'katoni shah kol ilon is mishiyotziu, and it says clearly that all the ilonis, as soon as the fruits come out, it's considered a shame ilon already. So oi bazoi, the kafrisin should also be considered osir because it should be considered the kafrisin, the shells of the capers, the shells of the evyonim should also be osir because it's already considered a shomer. Because since the evyonim start coming out, as soon as they come out, it's called a pre, like all trees. So at that moment, it's already considered a shell and it should be osir. So how did he eat the kafrisin? When it came to the avyoinis, how did he eat the shell of the capers? L'chayra, by shakol le'ilonis mishiyotziu, as soon as the pre starts to emanate, it's already considered a pre, and it's already considered it should be us also shoyim le'pre. Because as soon as the avyoinis emanate, it's already considered a pre, like all the ilonis. So, ibazoi, the shells, the kafrisin, should be a shoyim le'pre. So how did he eat the kafrisin? It should be also to eat. On that, the Gemara gives the final teretz to explain how he ate the kafrisin of the capers. Elo marove, hey chamrin adav shoyim lepri. Final teretz. When do we say it's considered a shoyim to a pri? Hey chadchi shaklat le shoyim ma'is a pri. When you remove the shell, the fruit is going to die out. If you take a orange peel and you remove the peel, the orange is not going to last. Hachoki shaklat le loy ma'is a pega. Over here, when you remove the shell of this kafrisin, then the fruit is not going to die. The kafrisin, which is the shell of the capers, the avyoinis, are not going to die. Loi mai sepri. So since it's not going to die, so that's why it's not considered a proper shoyma, and that's why when it comes to the din of arla, it's taka muta to eat. It's not considered espir. It's not considered a proper shoyma lepri, because it doesn't really protect it from maiselei. If it's something that if you remove it, the fruit would die, that's a proper shoyma. Then it'll be included in his arla. But since if you remove this, it would remain, the fruit would not be hindered. So then it's loy maisa, so it's not called a shoyma. Zog the Gemara, hoch kishaks le maisa pri, have uved it was taka maisa like that, and they tested this out. Vishaklu le nates the rimoina, they removed the nates of the rimoin. Vishaklu le nates the rimoina, they removed the nates of the rimoin, and it dried out. However, v'shaklu l'pircha debitiso, meaning the nates of the rimon, which is that flower on the top, if you remove that, then the rimon dries out. If you take that off, the rimon is not going to remain. It's going to die out. However, shaklu l'parcha debitiso, when they remove the parcha debitiso, which is talking about the avyonis, again, another name for avyonis, the same caper, the same tzlaf that we're talking about has numerous names. So when you removed over here the parcha of the debitiso, zaklashi, the avyonis, which means the kafrisin of the avyonis, the kayim bitiso, and the capers did not die, they remained. So that's why the kafrisin are not considered a shoymer to the pri, and that's why when it came to Orlo, he ate the kafrisin, and he zorek the avyonis, and it's not considered an is of shoymer the pri, because we tackled like a bakiva. Then when it comes to meiser, it's not considered a pri, the kafrisin, the shells. So by Orlo, we said, likewise, It's not going to be forbidden. Now, even though we had a kasha, l'chorit should be us al shoyma. So we're saying it's not called a shoyma. They did this test, and at the end of the day, the fruit did not die. It was a kayim bitisa. The tzlaf remained. So we see it's not a proper shoyma to aser as the din of shoyma lepri. Now the Gemara finishes off. Some take this out. The Mashal takes this out. Behilchus akamah b'ravashi. The halacha is talking like that. The zorkas of yoinus, the fruit itself of the tzlaf, you cannot eat. And ola, the ochel is a kafrisin, but he ate the kafrisin. Umid legabe ola laf bereninu. Since when it comes to ola, the kafrisin are not considered a fruit. So legabe brochas nami laf bereninu. When it comes to brochas, it's not a fruit either. Veloime vachinen ale, boire prio eitz, ala boire prio adoma. We don't look at it as a fruit, the kafrisin. Since the gabi ol, it's not a pri, so within the gabi the bracha, it's not called a pri, the gabi ol eitz, but rather hadoma. As I state in this girsa that the mashal takes out. Now, Tois over here, we'll see Toises. Tois says, Horiga sinon vihilchaso. Tois is goris this halacha. Vihilchaso kamab ravashi mid le gabi ol alaf peirahu. Since the gabi ol, it's not considered a fruit. So likewise, when it comes to a bracha, it's also laf peiraninu. And you don't make a bracha for eitz, but rather hadoma. Zok Tosis, voya oime haram, remeye paskant, de legabe ola lav peirahu, hainu mishum lichol hamekel ba'oretz halacha moizu b'chutz loretz. When it comes to the halachas of orla, it's not considered a fruit, and in chutz loretz it's mutter to eat. Al ba'eretz, but in eitz sol, vali ave peirah. So what bracha do you make in eitz sol? Ume vachan al ba'er piya eitz. So if the bracha in eitz sol is a eitz, ube brachas lekker chiluk bein ba'oretz lichutz loretz. Zok Tosis, in Hilchas Brachas, you can't suddenly change the bracha when you go over the granites, over the gvul of Eitz Yisrael. Einachanami, when it comes to the din of Arla, in Chutz Laretz, we don't consider it Arla, and it's takamuta, it's not a pri. In Eitz Yisrael, it is Arla, because we say only kol ha-meikel b'aretz alach kamayz b'chutz laretz, but in Eitz Yisrael, we hold it is considered a pri. But when it comes to the bracha, you can't be mechalek. And that's shot in the taking out of this gears or two. Because he's not saying that it's hadoma. If it's a eitz in eitz yisol, when the bracha is a eitz in eitz yisol, so likewise the bracha has to remain a eitz in chutz laaretz. Even though in chutz laaretz it's not a pri, but it can be that the bracha changes. In Inyan Arla we talk to differentiate, but in the bracha is mevarchen olav b'ayir pri or eitz, ube brachas lekker chilik bein ba'aretz l'chutz laaretz. The mashal takes this out, this gears of the Gemara, And he says that this is Takanat Chelik of the Gemara. This is the sheet of the Bahag, the Balach is Gdolus, and he Taka is Mechalik in the Bracha. He holds in Chutz Laretz the Bracha is Adoma. But Tosis argues. Tosis says clearly that the Halacha is that the Bracha remains the same. Only the Din Orla changes, but the Bracha remains the same. Let's see the beginning of the Tosin, the beginning of the Omid. So Tosis, Klipia Goizim Vigarinim Chayovim Ba'orla. You say this to Tosis, Legabi Hilchus Brachas. When it comes to the shells, when it comes to the pits, we say the chayiv in orla. Zok Tosis, why? The peraninu. Mikan, from here we can deduce, sheyesh levorech ala garinin shel gudgoniyos, the bracha that a person would make on cherry pits. Someone decides to eat the cherry pit. Vegarine afalsikin, or he eats the pits of peaches. Veshel tapuchim, or he eats apple pits. Not with the apple. With the apple, it's possible to eat. Because then you anyways made eights on the apple. We're talking about you have apple pits, not in your pocket, but you have apple pits and you eat them. So Zok Tosis, all these types of garinim, all these type of pits, you have to make a bracha over eights. V'chol mine garinim shel peiros boire pio eights. So Tosis says, cherry pits, peach pits, apple pits, The fact that the Gemara says klipi agoyim v'gaginim chayomim ba'arlo, so mele it's chayim and all, it's considered a pri. So who adim when it comes to the bracha, you make a boyer pio eitz. Now Tosfos only says this legabe the pits. The Gemara says klipi agoyim v'gaginim chayomim ba'arlo. Tosfos doesn't say mikan sheish levarich on the klipos, on the shells. If someone decides to eat an orange shell, an orange peel, do you make our eitz? So that's really a 36 machlekes in the poskim, the Taz and the Mogen Avram. The Taz in Siman Reish Dalet says that when we say that it's considered a shomer to the pri and it's chayv in arlo and it's considered like the pri, that's the gafka legabe arlo. The orange peel is a shomer le pri, but when it comes to the bracha, it's not considered a pri, and that's why he says a klipa of a tapuz, the shells or the peels of an orange, even though it's a shomer le pri. And without it, it would dry out. But when it comes to the bracha, you do not make boyer priya eitz. Legabi orlet, tzaka chayv, but not legabi the bracha. And he's medayik and Tosfos Taka only says legabi the garinim. It's considered the bracha boyer priya eitz. But in the klipos, Tosfos doesn't say so. And the reason being, because a garin, you can look at it as a pri. The fruit and also the pits are a part of the fruit. Masha'enken, so then it's a bracha of eitz. Masha'enken klipos, when it comes to peels, like an orange peel, no one's going to consider that a pre, and that's why it would not be considered the bracha of boyer priya eitz. Azoy held the Taz. The Mogen Avraham over there argues, and he says that you make her eitz on the klipas tapuzim, on the peels of oranges, you make on her eitz. And he doesn't differentiate. Just like the Gabi Arla, it's considered a shayim le pri, and it's considered Arla, it's considered a pre. So with him, when it comes to the brachas, it's considered a pre. The Mishabur in Reish Beis, Sifkot Lamates, he says that lemaisa, if someone eats peels of an orange, then you make a shahakol. And this would apply also maybe to the white of the orange that you eat together with the orange. But let's say a person decides to eat only the white of that's part of the peel that's connected to the orange, and decide to eat only that white part, which is tasteless. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, you would make a shahakol. It's like the peels. Now when it comes to the pits, so Tosfos says you make eitz. There are Rishonim that argue clearly, and they say that the pits are considered hadoma. It downgrades one, even though the fruits are eitz. But when it comes to the pits of the fruits, the bracha is hadoma. Now, what about when you have pits of an hadoma fruit? Let's say you have a watermelon. A watermelon is hadoma. Do the pits of the watermelon also downgrade one and turn into a shahakol, or no? They remain hadoma. So the question is, what is the intention of the natia when a person plants the watermelon? Is it adai to the garinim nati? So then maybe it would remain with the bracha of hadoma. But if you're going to say that a person does not plant it for the pits, so then maybe it's lav adai to the achinati, the whole sugi of adai to the achinati, like we had in the last moment. So then maybe the bracha would taka revert to a shakel. Others say that when a person when you take those pits, especially watermelon pits, and you roast them, and since it needs a maisa tanur, so then the bracha turns into a shahakol kaponim. This is a big mevuch in the poiskim, legabi the garinim of peiris and the garinim of hadomas, those that are roasted, do they remain the status of the pri, or it's not a daita dochinati? That will be the dependent on the shame of the bracha that you make. Tosfos continues and said that in Shviyas he's not allowed to be mafsid the trees, because of the is of loyla hefsit, lo achla veloyla hefsit. Zok Tosfos, what do you have to come on to the din of shvius? V'im toime beloy shvius nami tepgalei, the osim shum bal tashchis. You're not allowed to be stambi mashchis and eitz. Zok Tosfos, two terutzim. One is talking about the loy toin kava, the loy shaykh beloy sashchis. It doesn't bring forth the shear of a kav, so there's no bal tashchis in that tree. Kriz pegle yachber. Inami ayri, the mu'ula bedomim lasim imena koyros. A person gets more value. He gets more money out of the tree by creating beams out of them. So then you're allowed to cut down the tree, if not for shvius. The other shaykh le'tashchis, if you have a purpose that you can make money, more money from the status of the tree, and you can make beams out of them, that's not baltashchis. That's a tikkun. So then it's all baltashchis. However, that's only because if it won't be shvius. Umiyum shumi. So the shvius, ikal achla v'lo yischayra, lo achla v'lo lehefzit, and that's what the Gemara is referring to. Even though mitzat baltashchis there's no problem, but mitzat shvius there is. So Tosfos Shiur Kapoil Lovin, we said that the shear is like the size of a bean. So the Gemara says Kapoil Lovin, Kapoil Lovin Sagadaita. We're talking about Anovim. So the Gemara says Shiur Kapoil Lovin, the size of a bean. So Tosfos Upachas Mikan, if it's smaller than the size of a bean, Lo have a peira. It's not considered a fruit. Mikan Yesh Lomoid Dal Boisa Upachas Mipoil If this boiser is smaller than the size of a bean, loy mevachin alei boi pi aetz ela boi pi adoma, it downgrades the bracha. If it's smaller than the shear of a pilot lovan, then ein chami doesn't get an eitz, but then you taka only make a boi pi adoma. Zog de gemara weiter, pilpula. Pilpula is black pepper, or black pepper like peppercorns. Rav Sheshes omar shahakol, you make a bracha of shahakol. Rav omar loy klum, it's not edible. You don't make any bracha. If someone eats pilpula, but not, it's not the regular fashion of eating. It's not the regular fashion to chew on peppercorns. So if you cast pilpula, since it's shloike dark on Yom Kippur, you're potter. It's not called the maisa achila. Kas zank bilo biyom di kippura. If someone chews on ginger, a chunk of ginger, he eats it in Yom Kippur, he's vegan, he's potter. It's not considered, you know, a potter from Koris. It's not considered a maisa achila. Frag the Gemara, meisvei hoire meyo oimer, bimash mashenema varaltem o losseyes pirjoi. It says in the posik varaltem o losseyes pirjoi. Any day shades maichalu. I know it's an edible fruit tree. It says varaltem o losseyes pirjoi. So why does the Torah have to say afterwards, elamata meloima eitz maichal? Lahavi eitz, shetam eitz o piryashova, that the din of Arla applies even to a tree, that the eitz and the pre taste the same. The bark tastes like the fruit. Zog the Marav Ezezeh, what's this fruit tree that has the taste of the fruit in the bark? Zeha pilpulin, that's going on black pepper, on peppercorns. Lelam decha, sha pilpulin chayoin ba'arla. It's telling me a side din, that pilpulin achayv in Arla, it's considered a pre. Arla means it's an Eitz Yisrael. So it comes to teach us, Lelam decha, she'ein Eitz Yisrael, chasere klum, Eitz Yisrael is not missing out on anything. It even has delicious spices like peppercorns and black peppers. Shenema, Eretz asher lo miskenus toicha bolechem, lo isech sakolbo. So we see al-Kaponim that pilpulin is chayv in Arla. Pilpulin is considered loisech sabar klum, eloi miskenus techa belechem. So it's considered a maisa achila, these black peppers, these peppercorns. So how could you say, how does Rav say that it's, you don't make a bracha at all, ain't allowed to eat in Yom Kippur? Zog du'mor eloi kasha. That's not shver. Why? Ho beratifto, ho beyabeshto. When is the pilpula considered a mais achila? When it's ratifta, when it has moisture to it, when it's somewhat fresh. Mashenka biyabeshto, when it's totally dried out, it's hard as who knows how hard it is, and you can't even bite it, it's that type of yovishdika peppercorns. So then taka, you chew that, you cuss that on Yom Kippur, your potter. And on that type of maichel of peppercorns or pilpula, Rav said, loy klum, you don't make a bracha at all. Zog de Gemara, Amrilo, Rabbonu told Mereimar, Kos zang bilo, if someone chews ginger, b'yoyim de kippura is potter. Frag the Gemara, how could that be? V'omar Rava, hai hamalto, da asimi behenduyo. Hamalto is a type of ginger dish that comes from behenduyo. Zog Rashi, hamalto litarvi belaz, so why are you allowed to take it from Hinduya, from the Kushim? From Hindu, from the Kushim, Zokashi, Shaya, Ein bo loy mishum bishul nochim, ve loy mishum gil nochim. You don't have to worry about bishul nochim. It's not something that's maybe oil ashulcha melochim, or it's roi lechol chai, then it won't be bishul lachim either. So akoponim, if someone is malted asim bein duyoy, is Shaya, so it means it's roi lechol chai, and some vorchale bari priadoma. So we see clearly you make a bracha, bari pi adoma. So how could you say that if you eat it in Yom Kippur, it's no problem, it's potter? Here we see you make a bracha of adoma. Zog di Gemara, loy kasha, the same terrors like we said before. Ho beratifto, ho beyabeshto. There's two types of zangbilas that a person can consume. If you consume it in a state where it has moisture with ratifto, then taka, the halach is you make a bari pi adoma. Then taka, it is no problem of Bishul Nochim, it's Roi Lecha Chai, it's not Roi Lecha Shulchim Lochim, there's no Gil Nochim in the pots. That's when it's Ratifto. Masha'enka biyabeshto, then it's Taka Mutar and Yom Kippur and Yepota from Kores, that's not called a Maisa Achila. That is the difference between Yabeshto and Ratifto. So Tosov here, you say this to Tosov, Zok Tosov. Ratifto, Kugoin, Litavias, Belaz, this type of ginger dish, you make a boy priadoma. Aval yabeshto, that's only when it's moist.
Ava yabeshto, but if it's totally dried out, loy mevachina ale, you don't make a bracha. V'chein halocha bezank bilo, and likewise is the halocha by zank bilo, which is regular ginger, raw ginger that you take a bite out of, shekoirin zinzibru belaz, v'chein kulo shel gafulio, all these type of dishes, she'ein reginin lechol elaborativa, they're only eaten when they're somewhat moist, they're not eaten in total yabeshto dry state, kugoin blituya, ein mevorchen aleo klal b'yabeshto, you don't make a bracha at all when it's totally dried out. However, aval eitz shel kinamoin, when you have a tree, a cinnamon tree, shekorin kanila mevorchen ala b'yir p'yadoma, that you do make a b'yir p'yadoma on. Why? B'pnei shereginin l'ochla b'yoyvish, the norm is to eat it when it's in a dry state. V'gamu godla l'oretz, and likewise it grows on the ground. K'moy kanim, like canes, like sugar canes. So because it's godla l'oretz, and the regilis is to eat them in a dry, yabesh state, so you make a b'yir p'yadoma and it grows on the ground, and it's meant to eat in such a fashion. That is what Tosfos says, legabe cinnamon sticks, and legabe sugar cane. Now what about the sugar itself? Val tzukra, and on sugar itself, mevorchem b'yir p'yadoma. Tosfos says you make her eitz on sugar. We make a shakal on sugar. But Tosfos' shita is, there's three shitas. There's a shita of eitz, adom and shakal. So Tosfos on sugar, you make a b'yir p'yadoma. Why? Ki yarim divshi. Like we find the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, that it's yarim divshi. The sugar that comes out of the canes is considered part of the eitz. Ze tzukra. And likewise, the Torah says, the egoi shekorin mushkado, and this type of nut which is called muskato, mevorchim b'yir p'yadoma. Likewise, you make her eitz, shegam noigin lechol eitz b'yoyvish, even though it's yoyvish. And the Gemara is mechalik between yabeshto and letifto, but something that is in minika to eat b'yabeshto, so then you attack and make a b'yir p'yadoma, even though it's in the yoyvish state. Now, legabi the sugar, there's really a big mevucha in the poiskim, the Rambam and Perek Ches, halocha hei, he himself first brings two dais. He says, either you make her eitz, or you make her adoma. On the one hand, you make her eitz, because lemaisa it grows from the tree. It's the sugar cane. And then he says that no, since lemaisa it's not a pre itself, the other shita is that you make adoma because there's no pre. There is no pre over here. So it's not called a pre. You don't see a pre. You don't see a fruit. So that's where the bracha would be adoma. Meaning it's not shaykh to make a b'yir p'yadoma eitz when you don't see an etzem fruit. The Maisa, the Rambam himself says you make a shahakal, and that's the Maisa how we pass on the Shulchan Aruch, on sugar you make a shahakal. This is really relevant to other food items that come out of trees, so to speak. Chocolate. Chocolate grows from the cocoa, which is also, according to some, you would make a or eitz. The Maisa, the veld makes a shahakal. But this would be the question, legabe cocoa, legabe chocolate, do you make a shahakal, do you make a eitz? Legabe sugar, do you make a eitz, you make adoma, we pass on you make a shahakal. And the Mishabur in Simon Reish Beis really says that because it's a Sveika Adina on the Brochus, is it Hadoma, is it O'Eitz? So the Goinim Bira Agro in Simon Reish Beis says you make a Eitz on lactoses, you make a Eitz on sugar. The Maisa, the Shulchan Aruch, it clearly says you make a Shahakol, Zog the Mishabura, it's al Sveika, so you Yoytze be the Avila Kuli Almond when you make a Shahakol. Ein Shom Bibi Halocha, and the other Poiskim, the Chaya Odom, he says when you have a Sufik Brochus, is it better to be misakin the suffic brachas by taking a cube of sugar? Ein shom darichas legabe sugar, since it has aspects of on the one side shahakal and the other side of a eitz, so it can be utilized for a suffic brachas. Ein shom bepoiskim. Zog di gemara weiter. Chovitz kdeira. Oh, this is a new sugi. Okay, we'll stop over here. The bottom of lamed vav amed beis. We'll continue tomorrow. Chovitz kdeira, the sugi of boigem in emizoinis that starts over here.